Yashodanandana, Braja Janarandana. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giridhvara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giridhvara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Janarandana. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jamuna Tira Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Topi Jana Ballabha Giridhvaradhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Chajastatara Satashi Shimad Abhay Channarvind Bhakti Vidanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, part 1, chapter 5. Titled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu. Text number 23 and 24 was started yesterday by Pankajangri Prabhu, and we'll continue today. శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం ఆచనం వందనం దాశం శక్యమాత్మ నివేదనం ఇతి పుంసా పితా విష్ణు భక్తిశ్చేన్నవలక్షణ క్రియతే భగవత్యద్ధా తన్మన్యేదిత్తం ఉత్తమం. Anyone else want to chant? ఉత్తమం. Okay then. The translation, Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord's one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షుష్ ఉన్మీలితం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపందంతికం. సో హియర్స్ దిస్ 5-year-old బాయ్ స్పీకింగ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్. A very important verse for devotees. I think I asked Pankajangri where he read up to. He told me he went up to Shravanam and Kirtanam. So I will start reading from Prabhupada's purport, number 3. Smaranam. After one regularly performs the processes of hearing and chanting, and after the core of one's heart is cleansed, smaranam, remembering, is recommended. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11, Shukadev Goswami tells King Parikshit, etan nividyamananam icchatam kutu akuto bhayam yoginam nirpa nirnitam hare nama nu kirtanam. O king, for great yogis who have completely renounced all material connections, for those who desire all material enjoyment, and for those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended. According to different relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are varieties of Namanu Kirtanam, chanting of the holy name. And thus, according to different relationships and mellows, there are five kinds of remembering. These are as follows. Conducting research into the worship of a particular form of the Lord. Concentrating the mind on one subject and withdrawing the mind's activities of thinking, feeling and willing from all other subjects. Concentrating upon a particular form of the Lord. This is called meditation. D. Concentrating one's mind continuously on the form of the Lord. This is called Dhruva Nusmriti or perfect meditation. And E. Awakening a likening for concentration upon a particular form. This is called Samadhi or trance. Mental concentration upon a particular pastime of the Lord in particular circumstances is also called remembrance. Therefore, samadhi, trance, can be possible in five different ways in terms of one's relationship. Specifically, the trance of devotees on the stage of neutrality is called mental concentration. Well, I don't know. He said that this verse, they split it between 2 days. Yesterday Pankajangri spoke and today I'm supposed to speak. But it seems to me that this could take quite some time longer than 2 days. Prabhupada, 9 days, exactly. Prabhupada has put a lot of emphasis on this verse by, you can see his purport is pages and pages long, and there's lots of deep understanding and revelation, and for us as aspiring devotees, important instructions, important guidance. So Smaranam, remembering, and also we see that there are various devotees who perfected their devotional service by just following one of these processes, right? So who is the Smaranam? Who is the devotee for Smaranam? Any clues? Prahlad Maharaj, this personality who's speaking here. Always remembering the Lord. And Prabhupada says that it comes after hearing, right? You can't remember before first hearing about. You should hear. You should hear very carefully. And then after you hear about what is the question of remembering the qualities and pastimes, form of the Lord, if you didn't hear about it, right? So hearing is first. Now, after hearing, and of course it's mentioned here, after perfection of that hearing, that's difficult. That's a difficult ask, that we should only start remembering after perfect hearing. I think, you know, Prabhupada says after regularly performing the process of hearing and chanting and after the core of the heart is cleansed, then one can engage in this smaranam. Tough job. But I think we can start the process before. I think that maybe the remembrance will not be perfect, but at least it can start and help us in our journey on this path. So, according to different mellows, Prabhupada says there's different ways of remembering, and he's outlined them here in five points, five kinds of remembering. So, I don't know, some of these things very relevant for someone who's engaged in worshipping the deity as a personal service. Of course, not all of us are doing that. You should have probably covered this one yesterday. I mean, this is perfect for you, Pankajangri Prabhu. But conducting research into the worship of a particular form of the Lord. Any kind of research is very helpful for focusing the mind, right? So if we engage in that kind of activity, we're particularly attracted to any one particular form of the Lord, and then we can conduct research into that form. Ugra Nrisinga, we have standing downstairs. I think some of us may have done this work in that regard, and that's very helpful for remembering Lord Nrisinga and remembering his form, that particular form, Ugra Nrisinga, right? So that research, concentrating the mind on one subject and withdrawing the mind's activities of thinking, feeling and willing from other subjects. Who can do that? Anyone? That's a very tough ask, for at least for I mean, I didn't see anyone raise their hand. I know for me personally that's very, very difficult. Very difficult. Even when one's chanting one's rounds, when one's supposed to be like focused on just hearing the mantra, withdraw the mind from other activities, thinking, feeling and willing. It's a very tough job, is it not? So that's a tough one. I don't know about that one. I like the first one better, personally. Concentrating on a particular form of the Lord, meditating on the form of the Lord. So when we stand, when we when we're engaged in this activity, when we're taking darshan, is not, and when we're taking and we're just of course, you know, again, you know, everything's personal and we all have our personal kind of issues to deal with. So the mind is chanchal, very chanchal. So even when standing before the deities, beautiful form of the Lord, and meditate, that's called meditation. We're meditating on the Lord, meditating on the form of the Lord. I don't know, some of us are more successful than others, but that's also like the mind is quickly drawn to other things. Our time is prashad, feeling a bit hungry now. Who's that person over there? Interesting. The mind is always drawn away, right? And we're advised in the Gita, just that's going to happen. Chanchalahi mana krishna. Is that the verse? So the mind is very chanchal, and we have to continually bring it back. Bring the mind back to the focus. And it makes it easy when we have such beautiful deity forms. It makes it easier for us to be able to do that. the nice service that the our pujaris are performing, making a very beautiful singar, it makes it easier for us and people in general to become fixed in that meditation on the form of the Lord. And that's recommended here. That's something that's going to help us and drive us forward in our development of Krishna consciousness. So, concentrating one's mind continuously on the form of the Lord, this is called Dhruva Anusmriti. It's a little different. If you're standing before the deity, it's hard enough, right? To keep that focus, keep that meditation. But to keep that meditation all the time, that's what Prahlad was able to do, right? His mind was always fixed on the Lord. Correct or not? But much more difficult, no? He was pure-hearted. So for him, not a problem. But for us, that's a tough one. Again, there's another tough one. Continuously keeping our mind fixed on the form of the Lord. Perfect meditation. Huh? Very hard. Awakening a liking for concentrating on a particular form. We all have our biases, preferences, right? We all have our preferences. Somebody likes Radhe Shyam, somebody likes Radha Madhava, somebody likes Pancha Tattva, somebody likes Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu down there on the altar. Someone likes Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Huh? She likes someone? Who does she like? Jagannath. Yeah, he's very beautiful. Big eyes. So everyone has their preferences, right? So it's said here that awakening that liking and concentrating on a particular form is called samadhi or trance. So that's also wanted. That's another form of remembering. And it depends on our relationship, as mentioned. That's D. That's it. That's the fifth one. Then apart from that, Prabhupada mentions the pastimes of the Lord, right? Prabhupada gave us, even before he finished the Bhagavatam, way before, he produced the Krishna book, right? Krishna book is full of the pastimes of Krishna. It's the Krishna book. And in there you'll find all of Krishna's pastimes. So many wonderful pastimes of the Lord. And Prabhupada mentions here that this kind of meditation on these pastimes, particular pastimes, is also recommended, and it's also called smaranam. It's remembrance. So these are all different ways that one can engage in smaranam. Remembering the Lord. So it makes it a little easier for us. You know, what is smaranam? What does it mean? Remember the Hare Krishna mantra. Oh, Krishna, he's a cowherd boy, he's in Vrindavan. Remember the stories about Krishna. That's okay, but here is more specific, detailed instruction is given, which makes it more easy for us. So as aspiring devotees, we can grab on to one or more of these instructions and try to develop it as part of our sadhana, right? And by doing that, we'll benefit because shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam is what we're talking about now. It's one of the processes of devotional service, and that's what we're engaged in. Devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And any other points on this particular aspect, or any questions or comments? It's clear, isn't it? I mean, it's very clear. If it wasn't before, hopefully after reading this, it's clear what we should be doing. Okay. Pada Sevanam. Prabhupada says, according to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting and remembering may be followed by Pada Sevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Pada Sevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Pada Sevanam, this process gradually includes other processes such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form of the Lord or temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in the Ganga or Yamuna. Bathing in the Ganga and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Tadiya Upashanam. This is also Pada Sevanam. The word Tadiya means in relationship with the Lord. Service to the Vaishnava, Tulsi, Ganges and Yamuna are included in Pada Sevanam. All these processes of Pada Sevanam help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. So this is very important. Very important. Because even if we're not so attracted to worshipping the deity, we may not be, not everyone's attracted to that, right? But here, this Pada Sevana is one of the processes, and it's made easy for us. Why? Because we can serve the Vaishnavas. We can serve the devotees of the Lord. And that's the same thing, Prabhupada says. There's no difference between serving the devotees of the Lord, what to speak of Tulasi, Ganges, Yamuna, the holy rivers, Tulasi. So we're doing Tulsi worship every day. We're worshipping Tulsi every day. And this worship of the Vaishnavas, for me at least, is more important. More important. And for me also easier to execute. I find it easier to relate to and worship, serve. Worship means serve, right? Serve the devotees of the Lord. In whatever particular rasa we have, because there's different relationships and different tastes. Huh? But the important thing is serving. And why is it the same? Because Prabhupada says it's in relation to the Lord, right? Tadiya. It's in relation to the Lord. Anything in relation to the Lord is good. Akarma. Any work done in relation to the Lord doesn't bind us. Right? We're trying to get out of this material world, we're trying to become Krishna conscious, and as Prabhupada points out, these processes make it very easy for us to do. It makes it very easy for us to cross over. There's so many devotees. Right? There's so many devotees. And, you know, because we're kind of who we are, it's not that we're attracted to all devotees, right? Some devotees we don't like, frankly, just to speak truthfully. We find, not all of us, obviously, we have some very enlightened personalities in our midst who don't have that problem. But for most of us, you know, we can't jive with all devotees. But there's so many devotees, so we can definitely find amongst that huge group of devotees, devotees who we can relate to. And when we find that devotees, we associate with them and we serve them. Huh? And that service is called Pada Sevana. What does it mean? How do we serve them? How can we serve devotees? Any ideas? You just have to go to Rupa Goswami, right? He gave us the instruction. Right? Tell. Yes, dadati pratigrinati guyam akyati prichati bhunte bojayate chaiva sadvidin pratilakshanam. So all the instructions are there. This is how you relate with Vaishnavas, with other Vaishnavas, right? So it's said, you know, if someone is junior to you, you show mercy. If they're on the same level as you, you make friends. And if they're senior to you, then you serve them, right? But you can serve the so-called juniors. Who can say really who is junior and who is senior? Oh well, you know, he's been in the movement 40 years, but he's only been in the movement 39 years or 35 years. So that's not even you can find devotees who haven't been associating with us for many years, but they're very advanced. So I think for me, that's not, you see by activity, by action, by words, you can see who is, and you by showing mercy to the so-called juniors, that's also serving them, right? So on all levels, all kinds of devotees, you can serve by following the instructions or the advice of Rupa Goswami, huh? Offering gifts, receiving gifts. I like the last one, you know, Bhunte Bojayate Chaiva. I like that one the best. Offering, feeding the devotees. That's my favorite activity in those. Hearing confidentially, and it's okay, but it can get a bit, you know. And speaking your heart, that's also a tough one, you know. Opening up, you know, but maybe they'll tell someone else and then I'll get a bad name because I'm not, you know, I'm revealing some of my problems, I'm having problems and I'm revealing that, but maybe they'll tell someone else. I don't want to speak. It's tough, you know. It's harder. But giving and accepting prasad, very easy, very easy. Who doesn't like to eat, right? Who doesn't like to eat? You like to eat prasadam? Yeah. Especially if it's prasadam that's that we have a predilection for pizza or something like that. Someone frowned, they don't like pizza. But most people, they love it. I do. So anyway, serving the devotees. The point was that serving the devotees is the easiest way to engage in Pada Sevana. There's other, you know, obviously there's the other things. There's dealing directly with the deity of the Lord, dressing the deity, bathing the deity, all those, you know, touching the form, circumambulating. We can also do that. We do it in the, you know, we circumambulate the deity, the temple, we circumambulate. These are all activities that are recommended for us as devotees in this Pada Sevanam, right? So we have to do that. We have to engage in these kind of activities. And like I said, for me, the easiest way is to serve the devotees. You know, we like to go to Puri, you know, we like to visit these places, and that's also recommended. Bathing in the Ganges, I mean, I live right next to the Ganges, but I don't know, I don't make it down there so often. I don't know why. 100 yards, I think, I live 100 yards. No taste, what to do? What to do? There you go, I revealed my mind in confidence to you all. No taste. So you can help me maybe. Any questions or comments, elaborations on this Pada Sevana? It says here that I'm supposed to finish now. Is that correct? So then, I mean, there's still a lot of work to do here, a lot of hearing to do. So I hope, I don't know who has to be informed about that, but tomorrow. Yeah, but I'm not the one who organizes this thing. That's what I was saying. Whoever that, what's his name? Huh? Yeah, Pada Padma. Maybe Mataji makes a good point that the next one is Archanam. Maybe Jananivas Prabhu should speak. Yes, Mataji. Oh, it's your class tomorrow. Okay, I don't know. What do you say, Prabhuji? You agree? Archanam is the next point. And there's Prabhupada's given like 5 pages of instructions, which you may already know, probably already know. But she says it's her class tomorrow, but she doesn't know anything about it. So I think they're requesting that you speak tomorrow. Is that what everyone wants? This is a democracy. Yeah. It's not a democracy, but the devotees are requesting. I'll leave it to you all to decide. Prabhu's smiling, so I think he's agreeing. Silence means confirmation also, isn't it? So he's silent over there, means he agrees. So Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes.
Lakshmi in the past year.
Yes.
And Krishimana
Pramal Maharaj.
Which procession?
Hearing.
Hearing was it? Hearing was it? Krishna.
The other person.